All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? Hope the weekend was swell. Barry, Nick, Joel in studio and ready to get your Monday off to a swimming start. The show before us had Dell and a rising superstar trying to take you to the entertainment levels that have never been reached before in your listening pleasure, but we do that on a daily basis.
Rising here for you. Superstar. I'm
what,
there.
You're already there?
I'm there. I don't know what you're talking
self-proclaimed.
About.
Self-proclaimed. Okay, Dwight Howard, keep up with the good work then.
And Paul George.
True.
Playoff P.
Okay.
Are you playoff in?
I guess.
I was just thinking.
Playoff
like...
P has a better ring to it, but yeah, I'm playoff in.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what playoff we're in right now, but yeah, I'm playoff in.
That's a good question.
A good question.
I thought Barry was going to go to the
N-word. You were giving me.
I thought you were like,
nope.
So you're the N-word that's successful and kicking it and.
No, wasn't headed that route.
No rising star. Just I just love the fact that Charlie Polillo keeps taking vacation.
Yeah, I was listening on the way in.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I asked him.
The food convo.
Yeah, plain and dry with bacon is how Dell has his hamburger.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, I saw your tweet.
Yeah. What is your, well, I heard yours, and I think all the, I'm sure we have, we probably get some new listeners, but what is your go-to, Pac-Man? How do you do your burger?
I'm going double patty. I know this will make you feel really good when I say well done. Cheese, onions, mushrooms. Sauteed mushrooms and sauteed onions, and I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the double patty move.
Yep.
I dig that.
Double patties always good. I don't usually do that, but they're great.
You do, you don't really? You strike me as a guy that likes a lot of meat.
No.
Right. That was my fault.
Mine was cheese, mustard, and ketchup only. And I thought for sure I would have the pickiest burger of the three on that show, which was me, Tyler, and Dell.
Right.
But I think plain and dry with bacon.
You think that's picky?
Pickier than my approach towards hamburgers or cheeseburgers.
Okay. Bacon and cheese are just a fantastic combination.
It really he doesn't like American cheese.
That's ridiculously bad, too.
That
don't like.
That doesn't make any sense.
No. Like, if I, and I could do bacon on mine, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I grew up loving bacon, but I realized the health ramifications of bacon.
How bad it is.
Yeah, I kind of try and avoid it, but boy, there's no avoiding how great it smells and tastes. I can tell you that.
Mine is mayonnaise, lettuce, pickles, and cheese.
Any patties?
I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
One or two.
No, I eat it with, I just eat mayonnaise, lettuce, pickles, and cheese. No burgers.
That. I could see that. Insert your meat here.
Yeah, nope.
Is that what you're doing there?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, no, no, no. Yeah, that's my go-to. But honest to God, short of like, I don't know, even if you put jalapenos, I'm not that picky. I don't like tomatoes on a burger. That's about it.
There's no way. Like, that's the one probably ingredient that if you put it on, I'll
just take them off. But
why?
You could put mustard.
No,
you
I'll
could
take
put,
it back.
Oh, really? I'll just take them off.
Everything else I'll take off, but tomatoes, no.
I mean, why? You could put mustard, you could put it. Ketchup, jalapenos by mistake. None of that's really going to bother me. You put tomatoes, though, I'll take it off.
I don't do the jalapenos on
no.
like that.
No, no jalapenos?
No. The tomatoes, is that because of like the larval stage middle of it you don't like? The all that?
The juice.
The texture and the juice. I'm not
the
a
seeds.
Fan. And the seeds.
I mean, essentially, if you're putting ketchup on it, you're putting tomato on it anyway.
That's what everybody says, but it's a completely different taste. And it's so, I hate when people say that.
I don't want any pickles on there, but you can put cucumbers. That's fine.
No, that's so different, though.
They're
that
just
is way different.
Not really.
Ketchup and tomatoes is the same thing.
No, no, it tastes completely different.
Well, all right.
I wouldn't go completely.
I reached out to Nora because I had some cookies this weekend. It was my sister-in-law, Nancy, brought them over because they were cooking for our niece's birthday party. And she was like, you have to try these cookies. And I had never had them before. They're called gourmet sand tart cookies.
Hmm?
Yeah. And I was like, that just sounds too fancy for a cookie. Dude, that was some of the best cookies I've ever had.
Were they store-bought?
Yeah. You just go down to like HEB. They're in a little plastic container. Gourmet, because I texted her before the show. I was like, what the hell were the name of those cookies? I wanted to bring them up.
Okay.
Gourmet sand tart cookies.
And what makes them so good?
They are covered in powdered sugar.
Okay.
They're almost like a beignet, I think, but not like just like from the powdered sugar aspect of it. But and there's something, I don't know, I guess like there's the word tart in the cookie name.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you,
I think
what
there's
makes
something kind of in the middle. Well, it doesn't taste tart. It tastes sweet. But it's, I don't know. They're just, I was like, and I'm skeptical. I'm kind of a chocolate chip cookie. That's what, just kind of plain Jane.
I'm with you.
Maybe peanut butter cups and the cookies, something like that. Peanut butter cookies I'm good right. with. I was like, I don't know about this.
Plus, Barry, you have to realize
they were ridiculous. I was like, man, I'm going to be so fat going back to work.
It's different than regular sugar.
Yeah, I don't like regular sugar.
It tastes totally different.
I don't like regular sugar on my cookies, but I will have powdered
sugar. I'll go powdered sugar. You put the regular sugar, that's going back. I'm not doing that.
That's funny.
Yeah, Lisa brought home the, because she's a sweetaholic, as I've mentioned, but they make, at, I think it's Randall's, but they make like the old animal cookies, the animal, not the animal crackers now, the animal cookies that had the white icing with all the different colored, multicolored like sprinkles on the top.
Uh-huh.
They make cookies like that. Like
really?
Big full size cookies. She
really?
Said they were very good.
Okay.
I took her word for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have to try that.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, I remember, did you guys have the circus little boxes of animal crackers?
Yes. Well, I mean, I was never big. I didn't eat a lot of them, but I've had them before. Yeah.
Of course, when I was a little, I ate everything. So.
I definitely had those, too. I didn't eat a lot of it either, but I can see why people like them. I just wasn't really big on the whole animal cracker.
I think they were Carnival. They were called Carnival animal crackers, the ones that had the frosting on them and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And they were either pink or white, and they had the sprinkles on them. Otherwise, you just get plain animal crackers. But, yeah.
Someone is... It's too early for you guys not to be picking up what we're putting down out here. Come on, Barry and Joel. By the ketchup and tomato are the same thing argument, a hunk of steel, aluminum, and plastic is a car.
Thanks for tuning into the show for the first time. Hopefully this all makes sense in about a week or so.
Thank you, Captain Literal. Thank God you've set the record straight and didn't allow that joke to get through. Good job, bud.
Jeez.
That's too soon for this.
That's what I said. Come on. Now we're just getting going.
Had a good weekend, by the way. Shout out to all the listeners that came out to say what's up at the shows.
Yeah,
they were good, man. It was a good time. We had fun. I got to meet a lot of folks that I talked to on Twitter or via the text line that I finally got to meet in person. So that was cool.
Anybody try any new jokes on you or test out any jokes with you?
No.
Dang it.
Not at all. Thank God.
You would have opened with it on the show,
okay,
probably.
Well, credit where credit is due. AJ Hoffman came and he sat in the back like a big time superstar celebrity that he is. And then he snuck out before any listeners could get him. But I think he had a good time. I went over and sat at his table for a while while the headliner was on, and we were just talking a little bit afterwards. And he gave me two tags. For jokes. He was like, hey, I'll throw out a tag. See, if a dude is funny, like AJ's funny, if somebody that I respect as being funny offers up something, I'll listen. And so AJ was like, you're probably going to hate these or you won't like them. But I was thinking this and then and this joke and then this and this joke. I was like, yeah, I'll try them next show. So I did them. Both of them worked.
Tags. Like, what do you mean by tags?
So a tag is, so the structure of a joke is basically... The premise of the joke is the subject. So, like, if I'm doing a joke about, what is one of the jokes I do? I do a joke about how I used to be overweight. Like, I used to be fat. And then I say, so that's the premise of the joke is that I used to be overweight. And then the setup is the kind of lead you or get you prepared for the punchline. So the setup is
kind of like the intro.
Yeah, the setup is to basically cover the premise and tell you what the premise is. So I say, yeah, you guys can't tell because you've never seen me before, but I used to be a big dude, man. And this is what I learned when I started my weight loss journey. That's the setup.
Okay.
And then I say, You know you're fat when you go jogging through your neighborhood and people stop and clap for you. That's the punchline. Mm-hmm. And then tags come after the punchline. So they may be like, oh, like, and I would say, and I didn't just get a regular clap. They would give me that, like, that cute Special Olympics clap. Like, I was, at least I was trying. And then, so that's a tag. So okay. You got your setup, you got your punchline, and then all these little things that come after it are tags. So he offered up two of them, and they worked. And one of them did really, really well. So I was like, okay, I'll use that full time.
Well, there you go.
That'll work.
Now, does he get going to act? Does he get
no?
Like,
he gets
a fee
nothing.
Or royalties.
He got this
or...
mention, and that's the last I'll ever say of it.
That's the second time he's gone to your show in like what 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, he came out to that show at the bar, and I told him I was like, you have to come to a club because it's a completely different.
So
atmosphere.
He likes you again, is what you're saying?
I think so.
You guys are cool now.
I think so. Yeah. Thank God we've salvaged the friendship. I thought it was
2 and 3 weeks. That's something special.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, to get AJ out of the house twice in 3 weeks is a big deal.
Oh no, his in-laws are in town.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, he brought somebody. I think it was his wife's, like, I don't know, sister, cousin, nephew, niece,
so
whatever.
I think
nephew.
He's right then. That's that so weird. That's why he came to see you. It's not because he likes you. Because he was trying to get out of the house.
No, I mean, he had
and
been...
And find something to do for the in-laws.
He had been threatening to come for a while. And then he came to that one show that was literally 2 minutes from his house. And it was a disaster. I was like, you really have to come to a club. Bring Annie. Come to the club show. It's a completely different atmosphere. It's a lot more fun. He's like, all right, we'll go. So, yeah.
Set up, punchline, and tag.
Set up, punchline, and tag. That's the structure of a joke.
Jokes 101. It's a class, Nick. We're teaching it daily with Barry
So when
Laminat.
You talk about your sweaty armpits, what's the setup? What's the punchline?
The setup is I'm so hot. Why are you on my armpits already?
Yeah, you don't even have sweaty.
Do you like
armpits.
This shirt, by the way?
I do like that shirt.
Abercrombie.
Yeah, it's easier to say that when it doesn't say Abercrombie
set
really
you
big.
Up for that one.
Yeah, and you like this shirt. So look at that. Imagine that.
Well, I didn't feel like saying anything mean at that moment, but I could have.
I was going to say, normally
what would you
your
say
instinct
mean?
Would just
that
say
that I didn't
no.
like the shirt.
Figure out why later.
You said, but you liked it. So you just got
that
got.
Was a lie.
You like an Abercrombie
I've
shirt.
I've lied to you before.
You shop at Flabbercrombie. Get out of here.
Hey, just getting started, as you can tell, but there's already plenty of action if you want to get in on it. 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line where you can call, you can text, you can also hit us up on Twitter where it's at the producer Nick, it's at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and it's at Barry is funny. Let's get going, shall we? Fasten your seatbelts and away we go. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the boys are back. It's Monday on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We're here with you till 4. Simulcasting on Sports Prep 94.1 at 3. And then, of course, the Blitz will take you home till 7. They'll also simulcast their entire show, so you don't have to do anything. But if you do have any signal issues, we always recommend just download the app. The app is the easiest thing. Take us anywhere and everywhere. Comes in pretty darn clear at all times. And it's kind of the modern thing to do. So join us, won't you?
Indeed. A couple texts. This one, I think, was for you.
Super.
It says... Will Ferrari be more agreeable to the new F1 rules now that Sergio Marciano is no longer in charge?
Right now, it's too early to tell. I mean, it's a gray area because we need to see how the transition goes and if he's going to be the kind of guy that's going to really try to put his imprint on the business right away, or if he's going to kind of have that wait-and-see approach, kind of like when Tillman Fertitta bought the Rockets. He didn't come right in and make changes and just start making demands. He wanted to observe before he decided to put his imprint on it. I think that's what you're going to have to wait for.
Sounds like me when I talk about the Astros.
This whole show is a lie. That
I don't know how that's a lie. I just gave you a lot of facts.
God, you're really good at this. I hate you.
Well, I knew that going in, but I mean,
the thing is, okay. When you're about to read a text that's going to set either one of us up, you get this little grin on your face, like
do
this
I?
Little look, oh, and you can't hide it. You can't hide it. Joel picks up on it almost every time.
I don't see it. You got to give me an indicator, do something so that I know that.
I felt
did
like
it.
You picked it up on that one.
No, I just went with that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sometimes, Like, on the rare occasion that I will dabble in the inbox on text instead of just reading.
On the rare occasion.
I stay out of it. I let you organize them and everything, and I just read the deleted ones most times.
Oh, okay.
But on the rare occasion that I'm in the inbox and I see one and I get the little indicator or the red flags up there that he's going to mention, I'm like, oh, sneaky little, I'm going to go do the research.
Or if he laughs randomly and he kind of goes back in his chair and he puts his hand on his chest.
Do I do that?
3 or 4 minutes later, he's going to read a text that's bad about you.
Mm. Or if you get, so
really?
Got
is that
some
my
text?
Tell?
That's my body language.
Is that my tell?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to work on my poker face. My
or if you hear, so we got some text rolling in. Then you know something is coming one of our directions.
Sounds like you with your breathing
issue. Not going to be good.
Is that so? I sound
that's
like you.
That's my African dust laugh.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah. Barry, my wife and I stopped by Walmart after your show Saturday. The whole time she kept talking about powdered donuts and eating a whole bag in one sitting. Gotta love when the joke sticks with you. That's from John Parker. Great to meet him. He wore his shirt out, by the way.
John Parker's awesome.
The Welcome to the Land Where It Just Don't Stop.
Ah,
yeah. I was like, good to see him ripped. By the way, if you want one, this is the last week. They're going away. On Friday.
Really?
If you want
shut
one.
It down?
Yeah, I don't want
to. Are you willing to reveal, and you don't have to, but the number of t-shirts sold or a ballpark or something?
About 120 so far.
Right, that's nice.
Go. Yeah.
That's good work.
I only wanted to do it because I didn't like any of the shirts that were out there. So I was like, if I can get 10 people that'll want this shirt, I'll go ahead and take the time to do it all. And over 120.
Don't we feel like.
Around 120.
On John's. Text, don't we feel like if any wife is eating a whole bag of donuts in one sitting, that's not all it's going to stick to you? I'm just throwing it out there.
It's part of my set. Right. So, but yeah.
I would know that, but.
You would?
No.
Yeah.
By the way, our buddy Billy D. Washington is telling me that he's got a comedy show coming up. And he's like, since we're best friends, I really want you there. And I go, best friends? No. Barry would be best friends. He would be in that category. I'm just happy to be on the level of friends, and we just got that recently. I don't want to push my luck. And he was laughing.
Nice.
Because he's doing Joke Joint in a week or
he's
so.
There next week. Yeah, I think this week, actually.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think it's this week. And the feature that he has is Grady Pruitt, who is absolutely hilarious. So it's going to be a really good show this week. I'm not in town. I'll be in Oklahoma City.
I think I'm going to stop by.
But if you should. It's going to be really good. So it's going to be a fun weekend.
He's just a good dude.
Yep, he really is.
Big sports fan too.
Yeah. Somebody said, "Oh man, Barry, you're killing me. Used to be fat. Oh, that's so funny."
Dylan, no,
no. Some random.
I feel like he was being facetious or like
totally being facetious.
And that, like he was being insulting, not funny.
No, I completely I'm with you, but I thought like it was I'm, like Dylan,
like implying that I'm still fat, which I don't really feel that way anymore.
We've been through this.
I still want to lose some weight, but. I'm the skinniest guy on the show.
We've been through this before.
You know what? I didn't weigh myself this weekend.
Probably good.
Yeah,
because you would have came in all sad.
Yeah, that's probably true. But I bet you still
you're Flabbercrombie and bitch shirt.
That's you, man. I don't wear that brand or Forever 21. That's you.
Shut up. I don't wear Forever 21. You shut up.
Anymore?
I mean, I have the one.
Because they wear out. I mean, if they lasted, you'd keep wearing them.
They're cheap. They're like H&M stuff. I bought these shoes from H&M for like $20. Washed
Why?
Them. Because they were
you
cheap.
You washed your shoes?
Yeah, they were canvas. White. It was the ones I wore to Sunfest.
Open-toed sandals?
No, just white canvas sneakers. Just plain white. Just, you know, nothing special. But something like if you're going to the beach, you throw on these canvas sneakers.
Like a deck shoe. Deck tennis shoe. Right?
Not even, no. Just like, kind of like, you know how you see the white bottom shoes nowadays? They were just like that, okay. But they were all white. Wore them to Sunfest, no big deal. Had a little sand on them, got a little dirty because I was a little drunk, whatever. Washed them, ruined. They just fell apart. Water apparently is not good for shoes.
Even if they're, are they canvas?
Yeah. Yeah, they were horrible.
They still fell apart?
That's the same thing that will happen with Forever 21. I had one shirt from Forever 21. I need to find it. I'm going to wear it for you.
Do not wear it for
I'm
me.
Gonna wear it for you.
Wear it for that camera
it.
Right there.
I'm gonna find it.
Wear for that camera right there.
And it's a medium. So
it better say Forever 21 really
no,
big.
No.
See, well then
it's a
not,
medium.
It's not as fun.
It's just gonna look like I'm gonna look like the Michelin man. I'm just gonna have these rolls of fat because of the shirt so tight. It's gonna be sweet.
So you not only do you buy Forever 21 knowing that they have cheap clothes, but knowing that they're known to be a mainly women's apparel company.
It's not known to be mainly women's.
It's
known
exactly
to you.
Exactly what it's known.
No. Just because it's known to you,
it's
to
known
be a
as mainly being a woman's
mainly,
apparel.
But yeah. They sell men's clothes.
Okay, just saying.
Banana Republic sells women's clothes mainly.
But it's not known mainly.
Most places.
I'm going to agree with Nick on this one.
Most places are women's clothes first.
I would disagree with Banana.
Old Navy's not. Navy split down the middle.
Like, yep.
I don't shop.
So
at
is
Old
Banana.
Navy.
So is Express.
But
then,
but Banana Republic has mostly been a women's clothing store.
I would disagree with that.
I would disagree with that.
And
as
then
well.
They started carrying more men's stuff and got more
fashion. My sister-in-law has been a manager at Banana Republic for a long time, and they believe, again, it's right down the middle.
Like, if you were to ask somebody right now who was wearing a banana shirt, who was a dude, and you said, hey, man, what kind of shirt is that? He would say banana with pride. Like, he'd be proud.
I would agree with that.
You know what I mean? But I'm not going to say, man, this is Forever 21, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no one's going to say that. No one.
I would.
Well, that's you, because you're weird. But most people would not. Most dudes would not say that.
That was extreme.
Really?
That's extreme to call him weird for repping a Forever 21 shirt?
No, I'm saying.
No, that was on the stream that he flipped you off.
Oh, I thought you said extreme.
No,
I didn't flip him off.
Oh.
You sure?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't.
Okay. Y'all both flicked me off. I didn't even pay attention.
I really didn't. I went like this. I adjusted my thing. I didn't flip him off.
Okay.
But if you had a shirt on and one was Banana Republic and you were wearing it and someone asked you,
here's
hey,
the thing. I don't care. Like, it doesn't, just because you are homophobic, doesn't.
That's not true. That is so not true.
It, just because you, like, I don't care. Look, it's not like I got it at Lane Bryant.
I'm not saying you wear women.
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying you
By
wear.
By the way, where did you get that shirt?
ESPN. 97.5. It's an ESPN 97.5 shirt. Oh. I got it from right here.
Can I ask you a question, though? You bang on Old Navy and said you don't shop there.
I don't.
But what's the difference between Old Navy, H&M, and Forever 21 when you're talking about inexpensive, not really worried about quality kind of things? Because I would think that Old Navy stuff at least lasts longer.
It's not as, their t-shirts are great.
It's not
in terms
fashionable.
Of reliability.
I would agree
they
with
that. They do have good t-shirts sometimes. But I don't know. It's just not. I think if you're looking for fashion, usually H&M and Forever 21 are a bit more current. Like Old Navy, like for a long time, they didn't have like fitted jeans. They were all just like straight leg, bootleg jeans. And this was like 5 years ago. You're like, what the hell, dude?
Because they believe that the boys want to breathe.
And well, that's why I don't shop at Old Navy.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't. I mean, I know you're trying to shame me for shopping at Forever 21, which I really don't. I have one shirt, but I know you're trying. But it doesn't. That's not a big deal to me. If this shirt was Forever 21, I would totally tell you and be proud of it.
Now, just be prepared, though, Nick, because if he brings in the Forever 21 shirt, doesn't tip you off and says you like this shirt,
well, that's exactly what he's
going to
do.
If you say yes,
and then I'm going to immediately say I don't like it.
And then I'm going to be like, because this is Banana Republic. Biatch, gotcha. I'm going to be setting you up for weeks now.
You trying to say Banana is mainly women apparel is a stretch. It's a bit of a stretch.
Well, I always thought it was until I started shopping there, because I always thought Banana Republic was woman stuff, because my wife wore Banana Republic a lot. Before she became a nurse, so just I guess it's just
I won't shame you again. I'll never mention that you wear Abercrombie and Fitch and Forever 21 ever again.
It does not. It's okay if you do. Honestly, I'm securing my manhood.
But if you ever ask me, do I like this shirt? I'm just telling you right now. I'm gonna say no, even if I do like this shirt.
Which is what I thought you already conditioned to do. But then he set you up today, and you
no.
Took
but
the
way he set it up was more savvy today. I wouldn't have been able to tell that that's what he was trying to do.
I'm like, you like this shirt? Yeah. Uh-huh.
He set it up pretty good. But from now on, I'm never gonna say I like any of your.
Hey, you like these jeans?
You like how they fit me?
Does my
stretch skinny?
Does my butt look good in these jeans?
All right, we'll be back with the second half hour of hour number one. Corey, we see you. Hang in there. We're going to get you on the flip side. Not going anywhere, neither should you. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Alive, I can take you higher.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Knee deep in hour number one, 3-hour extravaganza we call the big show. Well, at least I do, and most of the time the guys go along with me. You know what we're doing around here. We are the number one sports station in this market, and we really appreciate you guys, the listeners, who've made us such. Therefore, we're trying to give back to you guys. We have giveaways. We do things throughout the week, but the most important thing is coming up on the 2nd of August, we're going to be doing a Lister Appreciation Party. It's a fantastic event. We're all going to be there. It's going to be an all-night affair, or at least like from like 5 until 10 or in that range. And all the shows are going to be present. And we want to do it to kind of give back and show some love and say thanks to all of you that have been so great and always supporting us. But there's a kicker. It's not just for anybody. You can't just show up and walk in. You got to have tickets. In order to get tickets, you got to win. So we've been giving them away, and we've been giving away pretty frequently. And now is your chance to win some tickets to the big event. We're going to take caller number 15 right now, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. If you are caller 15, you will get tickets so that you can be appreciated along with the other listeners that have already won. Just some of the things that are going on. We're all going to be there. We're going to be playing Papa Shot. Lance is going to be talking to you about football and breaking down film and how he does what he does. Charlie's going to be there to talk about himself and statistics and numbers and see if you can stump him, which he'll tell you you can't do. The Blitz is going to be playing poker and give you tips on poker. Lots of stuff to be had by fun to be had by hell. We said Trey should be there to actually cut voicemails for everybody.
Yeah, that would be fun. Like, yeah, for their phones.
Hey, you've reached Nick. Nick said I could do his voice. Wait, what? No, Nick didn't say I could do it. He's going to be mad at me, but call back. Okay, bye.
At this point, funny. I think he's more afraid of Tyler. Or actually, I don't think he's afraid of Tyler. No, he just hates.
I was going to say, he just hates Tyler.
He dislikes Tyler.
He'll go back at Tyler aggressively. He will not go back at you aggressively.
I don't really like chew him out like that. It was just that one time.
That's all it
took. I didn't chew him out. I just, you know.
Dude, when you get the eyebrow down low.
You're so right about the eyebrow thing. Because it's not the first time someone's told me about that. But
that pretty much did it. So, all right, caller 15, good luck. And in the meantime, what are you cackling over there for?
Sorry. I'm listening to this video of this dude. Somebody tagged me on Facebook. This guy that's doing martial arts on like the speed bag and the heavy bag and stuff. And man, if you don't know what you're doing, please don't go punch those.
Oh, yeah, because you can hurt yourself. Yeah.
Well, not only that, but some people just look ridiculous doing it. But did you happen to catch any UFC this weekend?
I did not. They fought on Sunday, right? It was a Sunday night?
Yeah.
I was dialed in.
Our guy Justin Ledette that we had on the show.
How'd he do?
Not well.
Dang. He was funny.
Pretty bad, actually.
Like embarrassing bad? Like he got 10-8, KO'd?
10-8. He had one 10-9 round. He had the 9. The rest were 10-8s. He had all the 8s. It's pretty bad.
3 rounds or 5 rounds? Was it a headliner?
3 round fight. Oh, okay. No, 3 round fight. But at one point, you could hear him during the fight. The dude had top control. And you could hear Justin tell the guy, I swear you better keep me down here because if you let me up, I'm knocking your ass out. You got to like that spirit, man. You got to like that fighting spirit. And he posted a picture of his face. He looks like he's been in a fight.
Yeah.
But he's a good dude, man. He was just like, hey, you know what? You live by the sword, you die by the sword. I tried to trade punches with the dude. He was better than me that day. So it happens. I'll be back. I'm excited. Just took it in stride, which is great to see because a lot of guys, man, when they lose – and you're in that cage, it's embarrassing. I talked about that with AJ when I did the Blitz. He's lost, and he's like, man, you're embarrassed. Your family's there. Your friends are there. Mm-hmm. Your fans are there.
And he had an excuse.
And you get your ass whooped, and it's embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing to get your ass whooped no matter what. Get your ass whooped on TV. But, man, Justin's just like, whatever. Yeah, it's a sport. He took it with a grain of salt, so good for him. And also, she's not local to Houston, but she's fought down here before. But Jin Hu Frey, from Dallas, just won the atomweight title for Invicta. So she's been grinding for years. I remember back in like 2010 covering her first Muay Thai fight. So she's congratulations to her too. She's a Texas gal doing some pretty big things. I think we've talked about her before on the show.
Must have been me bringing it up.
Well, no, I brought her up because she's pretty cute and she's a damn good fighter.
Who did Raheel and Dell have on? At one point, they had an MMA fighter. I don't know if she was local, but she was on and was talking about how she got started and got into it, and then she was really kind of highly successful and doing well. But I don't remember.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But congratulations to her, man, because she's like she's been, like I said, she's been doing this 8-9 years now, and she to get to that point and to hold that world title.
When you talk about it, like a male fighter trying to make a name for himself in the MMA world, for a female, I feel like it's way more difficult.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like you see those trends where, and I'm not trying to knock them, but they go for the sexy look because they could,
that's how
they might go
themselves.
Viral. You know what I mean?
And a lot of times that those chicks that do that can't back it up. And she, and I said, she's cute. Cause she is, cause she's one of the few fighters that has both. She's cute and she can fight. Rocked up like abs and like she put us to shame. Like, it's just ridiculous. But good for her, man, because she's been out there grinding. So
good cool. for her.
I'm gonna give her a shout out. All right, I'm done talking UFC.
You sure? You guys watch golf?
Oh, here we go. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't watch much. I kind of caught the end on Sunday when there was nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, is Tiger gonna make a liar out of me? Because I know he finished what, seventh?
He finished sixth. Sixth. But there was a...
He made a little run. He put a little fear in some folks.
He was on top of the leaderboard going into the 11th hole. So he's on the back nine, on the back stretch. And even they had audio of Jordan Spieth, who said to his caddy, he's like, damn, dude. And his caddy had to like talk him down from a ledge going, look, he hasn't been in this position for a long time. You've been there numerous times in the last couple of years. You got to pull it together. Because as much as everybody out there wants to deny, and even Rory was talking about, that there is no Tiger factor anymore, there's still a Tiger factor. There's an intimidation.
Yeah, we had
the audio last week. And all of a sudden, he's on top of the leaderboard with 8 holes to play. And you're like, uh-oh, look out now. And unfortunately, and I wrote about it for Sports Map last night, and I know golf doesn't get a lot of run, but it was really, to me, I was intrigued by it because it's kind of like saying your favorite team growing up, if it was, back in the day, if it was the old Celtics or if it was the Patriots dynasty teams, and saying, hey, what would you be fired up if your favorite team had one more run with those guys trying to do what they had done,
you know,
like the Spurs. And to see Tiger wearing his red and going out there and then erasing a four-stroke deficit as it was, leapfrogging 8 guys and on top of the leaderboard. And then...
That's wild.
I thought it was going to be his day because he totally in the rough just lets one get away from him. And he's like, oh, no. And it hits 2 different fans. And instead of going either out of bounds or in hell's bushes... It bounces back right off the fringe, and you're like, oh, man, it might be his day.
That's when you know it's going well.
So then he's got 2 options. You can play for par, have to make a long par putt by going around a bunker, and at the worst, probably take bogey. Or you can go over the top of the bunker and hit it perfect, have it trickle down, and either possibly par, hole it out, or bogey. But if you miss it, because he's setting up double, Tiger Woods is always going to go for it.
Yeah,
always. Literally within a couple of inches... The ball does get over the bunker, but it has backspin on it, and it rolls kind of back to the side of the bunker, ends up doubling the hole. But he hit it, like, and again, if this was old Tiger, he makes that shot. I mean, he did it at the memorial with Jack one time where they said, you really have to land the shot over a bunker on about a landing spot the size of a quarter, and if you could do that, you could either make it or, you know, par, and he did it. So I totally loved the fact that he was in it. He went for it. It didn't happen. He said after the round he was kicking himself for all the things that did go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved the fact that that whole kind of environment was back for one final weekend.
It's awesome, man. It's good for golf. It really is. People tune in. People want to see it. People want to see the guys that they watch. Like it's just like when Jordan came back. He played well, but it was never the same.
Right. Right.
But it didn't matter. It was good for the NBA. People wanted to see it. People love
that.
And
he ended up coming back to win a couple of titles, 3 more titles. So that's the kind of thing. I'm not saying Tiger's going to win 3 more majors.
Right.
But to get him 1 more major or another win, he said himself, he's driven by his kids now. Because his kids weren't old enough to realize.
He went to them right after the match. And
he went to them and he said, just the hugs they gave me and what I could feel. He goes... It was awesome to know that they kind of could see what I used to be and why it drives me so much to try and do it one more time. So I thought that was very cool. I was going to ask you guys, though, I mean, are you okay with this? We always talk about unwritten rules. The unwritten rule in golf is, and I posted this morning, there's the actual video of the guy he hit with that wayward shot.
Uh-huh.
And the dude, like, goes down.
Oh,
and
man.
Evidently he hit 2 guys because the other guy knocked his phone out of his hand and I think it actually cracked. But tradition in golf is you go over and give them a signed glove and you just go about your business.
Okay.
Like, if Tiger pars that hole after that guy's shoulder, head, whatever it hit, saved him from going out of bounds or just completely in jail, and he ended up winning the tournament, he wins almost $2 million. He gets all these things. I don't want a damn signed glove. Yeah. I'm like, how about a little something for the effort, big guy, without me and my shoulder? You ain't there. Winning this thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. By the way,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, real quick, Raheel texted us. It was B Win. Who was the fighter?
Who he had on,
and
the
I
MMA
know
fight.
B. I know B. I trained with her at 4 Ounce. This is so funny because she was on Instagram. She does a lot on Instagram, and one day I made a joke, and she blocked me. Like, I was messing with her about something, and she blocked me. And then about 5 weeks, because she was on Survivor, or she's going to be on Survivor. So about 5 or 6 weeks ago, before her fight, she messaged me and was like, "I want to be on your show." I was like, "Didn't you block me on Instagram? I'm not bringing you on my show. You block? No. That's no. Like, people just, it's amazing."
Doesn't
like,
she
I
have
hate
to unblock you.
You
to send a message?
No. She sent it to, no, I don't know. She sent me a message.
Maybe you don't have to. I was just asking.
I don't know if it was Instagram or Twitter that she sent the message on. But yeah,
some nerve.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, that's not how that works. Sorry. And then found out she lost.
All right, Corey. Hang in there. I promise. After the break, we'll get to you because we are running a little
what
late
does that
on the break.
Say? What does Corey want to talk about?
I don't know. I got to ask.
Glad you're all around.
Katie.
Okay. Didn't like something. Let's be nice now.
By the way, Nick.
Corey, don't be a jerk.
Follow at the producer Nick. He searched for the latest Forever 21 commercial.
You get any one of those Daisy Dukes for under $39.95.
Feminine. But the any fedora of is off the chain, right?
In fashion, though. 2018 yeah. style.
Fedoras are in, man.
And then Christina Pink Valkyrie sent a picture of a floral shirt. I was like,
the
no.
ugliest shirt I've ever seen in my
that's
life.
That's not my style.
She also asked what Papa Shot was. Really?
It's a shame.
Everybody knows the basketball version of bar darts, right?
That's right.
That's about the best I can describe it. All right, Corey, we're going to get you after the break. I certainly promise the guys will hold me to it. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Ain't nothing like playing some different cuts to get them to move their butts on The Usual Suspect on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a Monday. Hope y'all are hanging in there, getting your work week started off the right way. And, of course, in style, if you're hanging with us, we appreciate you. With that being said, I did promise we're going to get Corey in here. Corey, I'm just going to set this up by saying you do realize that if the subject matter is accurate, you have one of our family members in your crosshairs, and that's never a good thing.
You know what? It is accurate, and I will tell you this. Between 11 and 1, I swear to God, I think I'm listening to sports NPR. I put my three-month-old in the car, and he passes out. You guys at least come on every day at 1. About as excited as a mosquito in a nudist colony. Like, what up, H-Town? I just wanted to call and say I appreciate y'all. I know it took a little bit, but that was all I wanted to say. I wanted to say I appreciate
y'all.
Dude,
thank you, Corey. That's kind of you for appreciating the show. We hope you enjoy all the programming at ESPN, but we do appreciate your enthusiasm for us, for sure.
And your ability to see through the minutiae and see the cream rise to the
so
top.
So from 11 to 1, though.
It's entertaining, though. At least you guys are entertaining and funny.
So from 11 to 1, what did we talk about?
You're talking about just – when you say 11 to 1, Corey, that's where I was going to go. Generically, like, in the way that the lineup is set or just today?
Oh, generically, as in, like, the way that the lineup is set. They were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo and a porn star, and I still wanted to take a nap. I didn't even have to love myself first.
But to be fair, Jesus. We talked about Jimmy Garoppolo and that porn star last week.
Yeah, but I was funny about it.
I know. And,
it must have been you.
I'm the funny one on here.
That's right. Because your Twitter handle says so.
That's right.
And congrats on losing the weight, by the way.
Hey, appreciate you, Corey. Thank you, man. Thanks for all the kind words, man. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Court.
Corey is a guy that I really felt like listened to a portion of that program. So I don't know what else to say to guys like that. But
I don't think you have to say anything. Nick.
No, it's not that.
But there's a reason why you're picked to be on those shows too, is because you guys are good at what you do, and you know, again, just like we say, we're not for everybody.
Exactly. But, I mean, if you realized how many texts, not as much anymore.
Yeah, but early on.
But I know, like on the Blitz, they would get texts and we would get texts saying that they wish national programming was on. Yeah. When we first took over, who was on in
everybody
our slot?
Wanted Danny Cannell. That was like, yeah, God,
it was,
that hurts.
It was Canelo and Rossillo
and Cannell.
Rossillo, yeah. Whatever, Canelo.
Close enough. And then Stephen A. took over that time slot for a while, or yeah. Now.
But, you know, and that's fine. I mean, everybody's not for everybody. It happens. Yeah. It's okay.
It's all good.
Yeah.
We appreciate the phone call.
Well,
do we?
Some of us do.
Yeah.
I don't care. That doesn't bother me. But you do have to wonder, and you guys have made this same remark when y'all read text, when you call in specifically to a sports show to rag on another one. It says something about you. Now, I don't care about Corey. Like, I don't hate Corey or not like Corey or like Corey. But y'all say that all the time when y'all on a text message. Like, yeah. Y'all specifically texted in for that.
Yeah.
So it's, you know what I mean? It's an I can equally say you're a bad listener as much as I'm a bad listen. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Look, he likes totally us. Good. He likes all of us together, too. So, and I said, that's why I said, was this generic across the board or was this today? He did make a reference to today, but said basically it was generic over the board. Look, Charlie's not for everybody. Charlie's been a staple in this market forever, but Charlie is what Charlie is. And that means he is going to give you a ton of information and a ton of statistics, and he's going to give you a ton of Charlie. And some people, that's what they want. That's what they get. Other people, it doesn't sit as well with.
And again, I think this is, everybody has a, it's, and I hate to keep bringing this up, but it's like in comedy, like after some shows, somebody will come up to me and be like, you know, you were the best comic. And it's subjective. That doesn't mean I'm the best comic. That means you liked me more than the others.
Right.
But it doesn't make what I do bad or better than what the other comic did bad or better. Because there's people, while you're telling me that, there's people going up to him saying, that guy before you sucked.
Right.
So it's just, it's subjective. But I will say, I appreciate you listening, Corey.
Yeah, I do too. And here's the thing. It's like saying, my favorite cookie is chocolate chip. And then saying other people are idiots. Because they like something other than chocolate chip.
And your kid fell asleep in a car ride. That's a shocker. Like, kids never fall asleep in car rides. So
I was going to say, that's the go-to of all go-tos. When kids are acting up, put them in the back seat in the car and drive them around the neighborhood for about 10, 15 minutes. They're sawing logs pretty quick.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of, like, just rub some Jack Daniels on their gums?
I'm lucky. I've never had to go that route. But, Lisa's brother with their twin boys, that was like a regular occurrence. They had to load them up in the car almost every night.
Oh, I thought you meant give them Jack Daniels.
No, and Mike had to drive them around. Mike would drive them around until they fell asleep. That was like their bedtime story. And I was like, man, thank God we didn't have to do that.
What's that stuff? What about chloroform? Just put a little
night-night juice. Yeah, that'll work well because they'll be dead.
Put a little night-night juice on a rag.
Well, that's not night-night and wake up.
No, it doesn't kill you. It does. It just knocks you out. It's like
for how long, though? I've always wanted.
I don't know.
Because I've always seen that in movies.
I've never seen it, Leah. Like, I know it's in the movies, and I'm like, that can't be real. Like, that's not a real-life thing, is it?
Like, my favorite scene of that is when it was in Ace Ventura when he
was
trying to...
Does it smell like chloroform? Have you seen that?
No.
I forget what movie that was from, but somebody goes, does this rag smell like chloroform?
And someone just dives in nose first.
Sorry, go ahead.
Maybe we should do that on the air with you. Try it. Like, we just put on, see how long it takes for you to pass out. Sign a waiver.
In the meantime, every break, Barry's not. But Barry's always going, wake up, Barry, wake up.
I would just do it if there was like a medic here.
Yeah.
There would have to be some medical. My wife would never let me do that. She would let me do a lot of things. Like when I told her I was going to snort the chocolate, she's like, you're a dumbass. But
she's
whatever.
Not listening.
Yeah. Details, she'll find out.
Details, paramedics, smeromedics. You don't need anything like that. Just give it a shot.
We have a couple med students in the building.
Why
right?
I always the guinea pig. Why don't you?
Because you're the one who's
volunteer. Why don't you scary asses ever try anything?
You volunteer. We're not. That
I didn't
idiot.
Volunteer to get chloroformed. He said you should chloroform me.
I think it'd be funnier if you passed out more than I think it'd be
of
fun.
Of course
if
you think
we've
that.
Seen you fall to the floor. It was funny.
Of course you think
we didn't
that.
Say that Russian nerve. Agent thing that they have been using in England.
And if you've already seen me fall to the floor, I think it's one of y'all's turns.
We haven't seen you, but
I passed on my turn.
I saw you get back up with sand on your face, and I thought that was funny. I didn't even see the fall, and I thought it was funny.
No, I think you guys need to.
Dang, I feel like I can usually convince you into doing things like that, but I can't anymore.
No, you guys need to participate. You guys need
that legal lien thing really messed you up.
No, it didn't. No, it's just because the drops that came from it. Oh God, what did I say? What's the drop?
I don't remember. I'm trying to. It's escaping me right now.
I don't remember.
It is one you of your favorite. It's one of your drops because I think it sounds a little
risque.
Racy.
Yeah. So I think it's your turn.
Okay.
By the way, the news is coming in. If you guys haven't heard, but on Twitter, for sure, I think Mark Stein just tweeted out, it does look like Carmelo will definitely be signing with the Rockets. It's just a formality now. They got to get – the trade has to go down, but it looks like there's an agreement in place for the veteran minimum of 2.4. So
half of it. Excuse me. Half of it.
The 2.4.
The mid-level exception. He's going to get half of it. They're going to use the other half of it.
Yeah, but he's getting the veteran minimum, which is 2.4.
For Isaiah Hartenstein, then they're going to be pretty much out of money, just depending on what they – aside from the cap hold that they have for Capella. And that one may not get done for a while because until he gets an offer from somebody else,
yeah,
he's either going to take the one-year qualifying offer, which is only like $4.7 million. Why would you do that? And then there are rumors that the Rockets will give at the end and probably give him more than they could. They could play hardball and probably give him between 17 and 19.
Man.
Four or
a lot
five
of money.
Years.
Yeah. There was a question on Twitter. We don't have to answer it now. But because it pretty much looks like Carmelo Anthony is a done deal, and I know it's not official, but he asked, and it was one of the – he was a suspect too, and he asked on Dell – My show last show with Dell and I, but I didn't answer it. But the top four teams in the Western Conference, how do you see it playing out? And I kind of wanted to answer the question because I think it makes for interesting.
Well, you go first.
We don't have to do it now because I kind of spoke it up on you.
Break. Yeah,
we'll do it after the break.
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah, because it is an interesting question because there's some teams on the rise and some teams that maybe have
so as is, but assuming Melo gets added to the Rockets,
exactly.
Okay, because somebody tweeted out, "Oh, look, their chances of winning a title go down when they add Melo." I don't believe that to be true. I think that might have been made up.
Vegas
or something
might
like that.
Think otherwise, but
I think it a lot depends on a whole lot other than Carmelo Anthony. I think that the name that we just mentioned Capella, is going to be the biggest factor.
Yeah.
All right, we've got one in the books, 2 hours still to go on the big show. That means we've got plenty more on the agenda, and I'm sure you do too. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, well, then give us a call, text us, tweet us. We're here for you. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.